Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
8 months ago, we were speaking on this program, in fact, about major plans that have been announced for a $500 redevelopment. I mean, it would benefit from that as well, Northcote Plaza. Don't get me wrong. That would cover a few light bulbs. But $500 million, rather, was the total planned development of daggy old Northcote Plaza. It was going to have new apartment towers and a residence cinema with a gym and 5,000 square metres of office space and a huge new supermarkets and green space. It looked like something out of the Jetsons. It was ridiculously big. Well, the vote happened last night at Darabin Council, and I'm joined by Darabin Councillor and Ward Councillor for this area, Councillor Susan Rennie. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Sammy.
I should say Councillor to be more official, because last night you were very much in that role, Councillor. How did the vote go?
Well, it was unanimously rejected, so there was no dissent, no support at all for the application, and they have not got their planning permit.
Why not?
There were all kinds of problems with the application. There's absolutely nothing in our planning scheme that supports the kind of height they were talking about on this location or that sort of density. So there were six buildings proposed, varying in height between 5 and 28 stories. And just to put that in perspective, the nearest building of any sort of height is less than half of the 28 stories, so this would have towered above everything. But it wasn't just the height. There were all kinds of problems with the application in terms of design and risk, and the developer just hadn't done a good job in putting the application together at all.
They certainly did a good job in publicising their application. There were 3D flyovers and all sorts of publicity material handed out 8 months ago. Were they very much putting the cart before the horse?
I think so, and I think the application actually showed significant arrogance in thinking that we'd sort of fall for spin over substance in terms of what the application contains. So they hadn't done the work to actually look at some of the elements we would ordinarily expect in a significant development around a community benefit that would flow from that, around urban design features that we'd expect to see, or sustainable development goals that we would want to have met. The other aspect was that it's next to an old landfill site, being All Nations Park, and there are significant risks involved in building something of this size next to a landfill site, and they hadn't done the work to demonstrate that they'd taken that into account.
On the other hand, Councillor, Northcote Plaza is sort of emblematic of very many suburban plazas dotted all around Melbourne and suburbs. It was built in 1981. It's in need of work, it's safe to say. At the moment, it's got an empty Kmart that's vacated. It's got two Coles, which continues to baffle people, a good one and a bad one. Where's the middle ground between trying to progress places that are in a bit of a shabby state and do need an update?
Look, I think the community generally accepts that it needs an update and that some development would be acceptable. I think it's the scale of this development and the 28 stories. There is no building in Darabin that's 28 stories high. And the apartment building that's already on the site at 12 stories has caused significant consternation and blocked views of the city from All Nations Park. And those kind of developments come with, you know, traffic and amenity impacts. And I think that 28 stories was simply too much. And many, many of our residents are saying, sure, develop it, but not on that scale.
Councillor, would you prefer simply a third Coles went into Northcote Plaza and we call it the end?
I think that could be very popular. I think it's the claim to fame of the plaza, but I'm not sure what people would call it, because there's good Coles and the shit Coles, although some people prefer the shit Coles, and I don't know where that would leave a third Coles. But I have seen some demand for Woolworths, so
This is the sound of the ABC board applauding you for dropping that word twice on Brekkie Show, Councillor, but full respect.
The application actually would see a significant reduction in the retail space in the plaza. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's also of concern, because it is a much-loved shopping centre at a time when the population of Darabin is increasing. And so, you know, with an increasing population, you do need retail space. And so to reduce the retail space whilst massively increasing the population with all of that new residential development is counterintuitive, and I think that there's no justification for cutting back the retail space in that way either.
Well, Councillor, you and your fellow councillors have very much made that clear in the vote last night, and appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
That's a pleasure. Have a great day.
Thank you. Councillor Susan Rennie there, Darabin councillor, ward councillor for the area encompassing Northcote Plaza, which, to the delight of many, will continue in its own inimitable way to serve the good people of Northcote.